On this Veterans Day, we're taking a moment to think about what it's like for all members of the military after they return from combat zones. The New Jersey program Vet to Vet has been offering peer-to-peer counseling to active duty service members and veterans in the form of a phone helpline for the past 5 years. It's out of the University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey and the New Jersey Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. And just this fall, the program launched new web chat services. That means returning soldiers and even those now deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan can reach a peer counselor online. Chuck Arnold is the program coordinator, and he joins us now. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm okay, thank you. So listen, how do the web chat services work, and who have you reached with them?
Well, basically how they work, it's almost like you and I are talking now, but we're doing it on computer and typing back and forth rather than speaking. And the real, there's a couple of things that work very well for this. One is that if someone doesn't want to talk because they feel their voice would be recognized or they're nervous on the phone, they can type and there's no name used or anything else, and we go back and forth. So they type, I type, and it's a very good way of using it. The second reason it's so powerful is that we can actually have a chat with somebody who's actually in a combat zone, either Iraq or Afghanistan. So it's used that way. It's very, very helpful that way.
I'm guessing it's probably attractive to the younger soldiers, maybe the 20-somethings.
Yeah, the ones that are high-tech. Old guys like us, old guys like me, don't use computers that well, but the younger generation, they grew up in them.
Now, what are some of the challenges that returning soldiers face?
Well, boy, there's a multiple listing of things, and I'll start with when a person goes into a combat zone, it's a different world, and I could go into hours of explanations, but I'll do it very quickly. The conditions that they're in, constantly under fire, constantly life-threatening, weather conditions, heat conditions, depending on where they're at. And they never know what the day is going to bring. Long days, 16-hour days, 7 days a week. So certainly there's exhaustion, there's life-threatening situations, there's witnessing some things that no one should witness. So when they come back, that's played out for them. And some of the soldiers that come back, they really struggle to make sense of their deployment. And they really, really struggle with anger. And so what they do is they start drinking or whatever to withdraw from that, and that just makes things worse. So that's a little piece of it.
I've heard that. I guess some people come back and they're jumpy or they're constantly monitoring the perimeter when they're driving down the road as if they're still in a combat zone. Do you find things like that as well?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I just got off the phone with an individual, and he came back from Iraq, and he's on edge, and he's afraid to go out of the house. He's afraid to be with crowds because, you know, for a year, you're on high alert. Your systems are on high alert. You're always looking over your shoulder, and now you come back to a safe environment, but it doesn't feel safe. And so you keep that combat mode all the time.
Do you have any statistics that kind of can give us an overview of how big this problem is?
Well, if a person comes back from their first deployment, that's only one deployment, we're finding that about 10 to 12% have some issues that they need to get some assistance outside of their own comfort zone, about 10 to 12%. For every deployment after that, the numbers increase. Now, I don't have an actual, I can say it's this, this, and this. But what we do know is from experience that if there's a second deployment, or third deployment, a fourth deployment, that number, instead of being 10 to 12%, is probably going to be in the 20s. So that means the more deployments, the more chances that the individual is going to need assistance, whether it's a marriage problem, a family problem, financial problems, or individually adjusting.
You yourself were in the Marine Corps. How do you use that experience to counsel young service members now?
Well, it's really been a blessing because now when someone calls in, I don't deal with them as a clinical person, even though I have the background. I deal with them as a veteran who's talking to them from vet-to-vet language. So I understand the language. I understand the military language. And I also have somewhat of an idea of what they've gone through. I can't say exactly because no experience is exactly the same. But I know for myself, coming back from Vietnam in 1966 and 67 timeframe, I knew what I experienced, and I knew it wasn't good. And so I at least can relate at that level.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Okay. Thank you. I really appreciate your time.
Chuck Arnold is program coordinator for New Jersey's Vet-to-Vet peer-to-peer counseling program for active duty service members and veterans. You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.